Tensions escalated in downtown Los Angeles after U.S. President Donald Trump deployed National Guard troops to confront demonstrators protesting against sweeping immigration raids. Security forces fired tear gas, flashbangs, and rubber bullets near the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building, the Metropolitan Detention Center, and the 101 freeway. The clashes marked the third consecutive day of unrest following the administration's intensified immigration crackdown, which has seen dozens of undocumented migrants detained across the city. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Complex, at Complex. One demonstrator was seen waving a Mexican flag as smoke billowed from a burning Waymo self-driving vehicle, and another nearby was heavily vandalized. Protesters also blocked traffic along the 101, a major artery through downtown, while some clashed directly with mounted LAPD officers. President Trump defended the deployment, saying the guard was essential to restore order and protect federal facilities. "Don't let these thugs get away with this," he posted on X, formerly Twitter. "Make America great again." However, the move sparked immediate backlash from California's Democratic leadership. Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the deployment as unconstitutional and vowed legal action after the White House rejected his formal request to rescind the order. Despite protests already being managed by ATLAP DEOCA, President Trump is escalating the situation by threatening to deploy roughly 500 active-duty Marines to the streets of Los Angeles. "Los Angeles, remain peaceful. Don't fall into the trap that extremists are hoping for." Governor Gavin Newsom, at KGovernor, June 9, 2025. "These are the acts of a dictator, not a president," Newsom said in an MSNBC interview, accusing Trump of manufacturing a crisis and violating state sovereignty. Australian journalist among those injured. Amid the chaos, Australian reporter Lauren Tomasi of Nine News was struck by a rubber bullet while filming a live report. The incident, captured on video, showed an officer firing directly in the direction of Tomasi and her crew as police advanced on protesters. "You just fucking shot the reporter," a bystander can be heard shouting, as Tomasi grabbed her leg in pain. Despite the injury, she later confirmed she was not seriously hurt, saying, "I'm good." Over 100 arrested across California. In addition to the arrests made in Los Angeles, where police said at least 10 people were detained Sunday, San Francisco saw further unrest. Authorities there declared an unlawful assembly and arrested around 60 people after some demonstrators turned violent, allegedly assaulting officers and damaging property.